Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
To get real, and welcome everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for being a part of the show, and thank you to all my new listeners. Oh my goodness, Reality Spirituality. What the hell does that mean? What? Reality Spirituality? I'm so glad you asked, because reality spirituality is a term that I use to describe our everyday circumstances, our everyday events, what happens to us moment by moment in every single day, and the link to what happens to us to spirituality. Everything is linked. But more importantly, this show is about you. Not them. It's about you. And your connection, your relationship with God, the universe, source energy, whatever you want to call it. This is a personal show for you. My intention and my purpose for doing this show, for having this show, Reality Spirituality, is to share with you, my dear listeners, what I've learned throughout my years being on this planet, of how to sustain and how to maintain this inner peace, this inner contentment, this inner feeling of everything is okay. Everything is in order. Everything is happening the way it is supposed to happen. And to have that as a foundation, to live that and to feel that as your foundation, solid foundation that cannot be shaken, that cannot be moved, that cannot be adjusted. You know that. You know that in your heart, and you're living it every day. That's what this show is about. And I am here to share with you what I have learned and what I've discovered with all of my experiencing living the other way. Living the other way of meaning letting external events, people, circumstances dictate how I'm going to feel. How am I going to feel if someone in my family dies? How am I going to feel if I have a zero in my bank account? How am I going to feel if I'm homeless? How am I going to feel if I'm sick? How am I going to feel if I'm getting older? How am I going to, all of this. How am I going to feel if somebody cuts me off in traffic? This show, Reality Spirituality, is about maintaining that vibration, if you will, that feeling of, oh, really? You just ran over my toe with the shopping cart? That's okay. It's exactly that. Reality spirituality, this show is about energy. You know, everything is energy. We are all made up of energy. And with that, we are, how am I going to say this? We are energy. What we are energetic human beings. That's what we are. And so with that, all energy has a frequency or a vibration. And there are different vibrations for different types of feelings, for different types of emotions. You know you feel differently when you're happy and love and skipping through the flowers, or when you're sad and depressed and there's a different feeling. And I spent most of my life wanting to feel good. Who hasn't? Isn't that what we're really searching for? Feeling good? And the interesting thing is, like a lot of people, you look for something outside of yourself to feel good. You look to get married. You look to go on a trip. You look to sit, you know, you look to build your bank account. You look to move into the big mansion. You look to whatever it is. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But the issue is when these things are not, when the shit doesn't line up the way we want it to line up, guess what? Or I'll say, guess what I did? I felt bad. When things didn't line up exactly the way I wanted them to, I felt bad. So I've always looked for this, how can I feel good all the time, regardless of what's happening outside? And that's what this show is about. I would like to invite you to call in with your comments, your questions, or any issue that you're having in your life today. You feel free to call in. This is a live show right now. The number here is 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. And today's show is about suffering. Suffering. Also known as feeling bad. I've shared with you that when I was younger, I wanted two things, only two things. I wished for two things in my life: to live to my potential and to be happy. This being happy is an ongoing priority for me in every moment of my life. When I say happy, I mean internally feeling peaceful, internally feeling content, internally feeling I know everything is in order. That's what I mean when I say happy. I mean, isn't that a great priority? Isn't that a great a goal to have, just to feel at peace and content regardless of what happens? I think it is, and it has been my priority for the last few decades. I mean, strong every single day. It's a project, a journey, a goal, a priority. It's what I do. It's my whole life. And so let me tell you what happened this week. I was reading a blog from a fellow colleague in the same field, you know, motivation, spiritual, wanting people, basically, you know, wanting people to live to their potential, wanting people to have a better life, you know, improve personal growth, So as a fellow colleague, we have the same goals. Here to serve, here to share with whoever wants to listen. And I was reading a blog. I was reading his blog. And his blog was titled, Why Do People Suffer? Why do people suffer? That was the title of the blog. And I like reading his blogs because he's a very intelligent man. And I like the way he writes. And I was reading the blog and guess what happened? Guess what happened? I didn't agree with any of it. By that I mean I didn't agree with the concept. I didn't agree with the paragraphs. I didn't agree with the conclusion. I didn't agree. When I say any of it, I mean, you know, listen, there are a couple of, I agree with his research and what he came up with and general statements. But the whole concept of why do people suffer just fired me up. And I never, ever respond to people's blogs. Never. And maybe once in a while. That's not true. Maybe one or two times I have, you know, I make comments. You know, I'm not really out there making comments every day. It's just not my thing. And my dear listeners, I was so inspired to not only write a paragraph, I wrote a whole blankety blank blank article. I wrote a whole article. I was so... I have to say, let me be honest. My ego got a hold of me. My ego got a hold of me because I had a message. My message was, what you're saying is wrong. This is the bigger picture. It was like his message was very tunnel. It wasn't a universal message. His message was just, the view was, in my opinion, was just really small. You're not looking at the bigger picture. Of course, I didn't write any of that. I'm just sharing it with you. I didn't write any of that. But I was really, really compelled to let this person know that his message didn't even answer the question, why do people suffer? He wrote a blog, why do people suffer, and he didn't even answer the question. And not only didn't he answer it, he didn't answer it correctly. So I have to say, audience, my ego had a little, you know, got a hold of me. And I started to respond to this blog of why do people suffer. And I want to share with you not what I wrote then, because I was so filled with, he's wrong, I'm right, he's wrong, I'm right. I was filled with that. I got to say, this is reality, spirituality, I got to be real. But what I want to share with you is my insight and my reasons for why we suffer. And I want to bring it all the way back down to not about why do people suffer. Because in my opinion, that's one of the struggles we have. when we're looking at other people and we're looking at what they're doing and we're looking at what they should be doing and we're looking at the situation and we're, you know, why is there so much starvation? Why are there wars? Why are people cruel? Why are people mistreated? On and on and on. Why are these people suffering? Which is exactly what his blog was touching on. But anytime you look outside, you're really not there to solve the issue, in my opinion, because honestly, this world can change. This world is changing, but the world changes with you changing. The world changes with the individual. When the individual changes, the world changes. When the individual is elevated, the world is elevated. Know that. And it's not about ignoring, or it's not about having compassion, or it's not even about wanting to send money or spend time or serving people in need. That's not it. But it's really about you. You, and I'm pointing at you, listener, you and you changing. With your change, you change the world. That's what I wanted to focus on in my response to why do people suffer. And I came up with what I thought another question. And it's not about why do people suffer. The question is, why do I suffer? And as you would realize that this vibration, this feeling of suffering, it doesn't mix with the vibration of inner peace and contentment. Suffering and inner peace and contentment, they do not mix. So you can either, it's either you're feeling one or the other. You can't feel both at the same time. So since this show and I've been saying that we have the ability to choose how we want to feel, we do have the ability to choose how we want to feel. I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm not saying that it happens overnight. But with practice and with persistence, you can switch your feelings and you can switch your vibration and you can eventually get to a vibration that is not a vibration of suffering. So being happy and having this inner peace and contentment is my number one priority. My number two priority is to eliminate this vibration, this feeling of suffering. And now I come down to what or who defines suffering. Who defines the feeling of suffering? Who defines it? Does the universe define suffering, or does man define suffering? Some people point to our natural disasters like hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, floods, fires, point to these things to give us reasons to suffer. But the truth is, all of the disasters, all of the natural disasters, Mother Nature, are happening throughout the universe, in every galaxy, all the time, constant. This universe, this galaxy is filled with change and flux and explosions and a lot of violence. The only difference is on Earth we're humans. So we're looking at it as So we define human disasters, not human disaster, but natural disasters as a reason to suffer. But that's man's version. That's man's idea. That's man-made, because these natural disasters are not personal. An earthquake is not personal. A tsunami, a flood is not personal. But man has made it personal, in my humble opinion. But they're not personal. You look in the animal kingdom. Nothing in the animal kingdom that happens is personal. When a lion cub is killed by a male lion who wants to mate with the female lion, it's not personal. I was looking at a documentary, and this penguin family had two little penguin chicks, and one of the penguins was bigger and stronger, and the other one was a little weak, and the mommy and daddy penguin, they only take care of one penguin. In fact, that the stronger penguin chick was pushing that little weak chick, his brother, his sister, pushing him away, like pushing him away from the nest, just kicking his ass out, and pushed him out, and the poor little weak penguin, he just was left there to rot and die. Sorry. But it's not personal. So what I want to say is one of the reasons for human suffering is that we take things that are in order, take things that happen to us personally. And we've been conditioned and we've been taught to take countless events and countless circumstances personally, when in actuality they're not. So when you let man define suffering, you're always going to find an abundance of it. But when you allow the universe or God to define suffering, you discover there's a reason and a purpose for everything, including this suffering. When I began to know that I am universal energy, my life changed. And with that knowledge of knowing who I am, knowing who I really am, my suffering began to diminish. You know, energy cannot die and it cannot be destroyed. Our bodies die, however, our energy lives forever. And when you really begin to understand that, and more importantly, embrace that basic purpose, the purpose of this life, you will suffer less. I shared this on my Facebook page this morning, and I want to share it with you. And the question was, do you know who you are? Do you really know who you are? Well, if you don't, I'm about to tell you. But we're going to take a quick commercial break and get on the edge of your seat, because I am about to share with you who you really are. You're listening to Reality Spirituality, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Come back.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question?
And we are back. I love my commercial breaks. I take a little sip of water and left you at the edge of your seat. Do you know who you are? You, my dear listener, I'm only talking to you. You are a perfect being here on this planet at a perfect time to experience exactly what you need to experience. There's nothing you need to do. There's only what you are inspired to do. You are brilliantly designed. Because God doesn't make mistakes. You are divine. Period. Can you imagine really feeling that and knowing that in every cell of your body? Do you think you would have a reason to, quote, unquote, suffer if you really, really, really knew that and believed that and felt that every waking hour, moment? I want to share with you some of the things that make me suffer. Some of the things that knock me off, you know, not knock me off. You know, I like to say that when you're connected, it's like being plugged into the universe. You know, toaster, microwave, you plug it into the wall, radio, you plug it into the wall. So I do that. I like to make the analogy of plugging myself into the universe. And when I'm plugged in, I'm feeling that divine feeling. I know who I am. And then when I, for whatever reason, unplug, I suffer. Now, suffering isn't good or bad. I'm not putting a label on it. Suffering is just a vibration of feeling that, for me, is not comfortable. Some people are comfortable with suffering. For me, it's not comfortable. Oh, I used to be comfortable with it, but for me, it's not comfortable anymore. So I want to share with you what makes me uncomfortable. Every time I resist reality, I suffer. Every time I don't flow with this life and I want something different than what is, I suffer. Every time I don't or forget, not forget, every time I don't acknowledge that everything is in order, everything is happening and unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to. Every time when I don't feel that and know that, I suffer. Every time I think something outside of me, the world, the country, the state of affairs, every time I think something outside of me needs to change, I suffer. You know what else, when else I suffer? I suffer when I get in anybody else's business. Now, me being on the radio, I am in your business. We're in each other's business, but if I met you face to face, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, whatever you're thinking, except for the blog earlier this week, you know, I can make a slip once or twice. whatever you're doing, saying, thinking, feeling is A-OK. Whenever I get in anybody else's business and think they need to do something different than what they're doing, I suffer. Responding to that blog because I thought there was something wrong with his opinion and his point, the universe works in interesting ways. I was inspired to write this article, but the feeling I was really trying to, you're wrong, I'm right. I suffered. Anytime I compare myself to anyone else, that's not good. I suffer. Anytime I judge, not only out people or circumstances, but myself, judgments. Suffer. If I think my way, my perspective, my way of thinking is the only way to think, like I did this week, I suffer. When I take anything seriously, including sickness or death, financial issues, anytime I take any of that shit seriously, I suffer. You know, I suffered when I thought that the end of a relationship was when somebody died. Death was serious for me years ago. I remember thinking, if anything happened to my mother and father, I don't know what I would do. Oh, my God, I can't even imagine them dying. Well, in 2008, my father died, and you know what? I still have conversations with him. I could talk to him at any time. Sometimes he's not, sometimes he's busy. Okay, now I'm not crazy, but sometimes he's busy, I can feel my father's spirit. I can still have a conversation with him. If you've had anybody in your family that has died, you're telling me that you can't feel their energy, that you can't feel their presence, that you can't feel their spirit. You can't feel. I mean, of course, we don't have them physically, but you're telling me you can't feel them. Anytime I try to control anyone or anything outside of myself, you can better believe I'm going to start suffering. When I allow my ego to make any choice other than what outfit or what hairstyle or what lipstick I'm going to wear, anytime I allow that ego to make a choice, in my experience, I suffer. When I think that my plan is better than the plan that the universe has, guess what? This is another big one. Anytime I have an attachment to an outcome, I have an attachment to an outcome. Let me just tell you right now, I'm suffering. If I expect something to have, that's another thing. Expectations. If I expect something to happen and it doesn't happen, the way I wanted it to, oh, that would ruin my day a few years ago. You know, giving up expectations and attachments is huge. And again, I'm just sharing with you tools and strategies and ideas and ways to keep and maintain this inner contentment, this inner peace, this happiness, this feeling of knowing everything is in order and knowing who you are. Anytime I avoid looking for the truth, and for that, I mean looking in the mirror. And I shared with you earlier about wanting to respond to this blog because I thought that this person's what he wrote was not that it was so wrong, but it was the view was so limiting. There was a bigger conversation that needed to happen. But I didn't realize that was really all about me. That was really all about me. When anything happens to us, there's always a solution. Always a solution. And the first step is to walk your ass right to the mirror and look in it. Look in the mirror. You'll find a solution to any problem, any circumstance, any issue. So this internal suffering is a man-made condition. I mean, we've been conditioned to feel bad about or, you know, feel uneasy about, oh my God, so many things. But this internal suffering is man-made. And with that, there's good news because if it's man-made, it can be unmade. And the great news, my dear listeners, is you have a choice. You have a choice of how you want to live your moments. I don't know about you, but I'm choosing peace. I'm choosing to be happy. Gosh, these hours, this time flies by so fast. And I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for listening to the show Reality Spirituality. I love sharing my ideas, concepts, wisdom, information with you. And feel free to email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, info@RebeccaNorrington.com. And if you like information on the coaching programs I offer, please visit my website at www.RebeccaNorrington.com and go to the private sessions tabs. Also, I'd like you to go to Reality Spirituality's face page and like the page. Thank you. So until next time, remember, one of your greatest gifts from the universe is your ability to choose. In any given situation, in any circumstances, or in any relationship, you and you alone have the power to choose how you want to react. And you have the power to choose how you want to feel. Now that you know how powerful you are, you can begin choosing how you're going to spend the rest of these precious moments of your life. Happiness is a choice. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Signing off until next time. Reality Spirituality Love you.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Time to get some answers, baby.